a year ago last Easter, we were under alert. Our power was out. Our radio wouldn't work. And, of course, when the power was out, the sirens wouldn't work.
No.
And we closed up the house and lighted some candles and colored Easter eggs.
Until the next morning, we found out that we'd been under alert. And you just found it out then?
Yeah, just as well.
Didn't have anywhere to go.
No. Well, our neighbors have a standing invitation to come over.
Well, sure.
You mentioned a norther. Is this just a cold wind from the
cold
north?
Cold wind from the north. When the wind turns to the north and brings in a cold.
Uh-huh. Does this have snow with it?
Not all. 95% is just wind.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Snow sometimes.
Sometimes snow. But we have had very little.
If the wind has been blowing gently and then it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, you say the wind is...
Wind's coming up.
Mm-hmm. If it's been raining very hard and then begins to rain less and less and less, you say it's...
Lord, man, I don't know what I'd say.
How about the wind, if that's been blowing hard and then it blows less and less and less? You say it's...
The wind's laying.
Uh-huh. Mm. And in the fall, you know the growing season's over when you go out some morning and see the white stuff around.
Frost, you mean? The frost on there?
And you may have a bucket out with some water on, and you go out and you find that it's...
Frozen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were talking about water pipes here. What happens to them when they freeze?
Burst.
Did that happen around here?
Oh, man. I bet there was $100,000 worth of plumbing.
Holy smokes.
After that last long cold spell we had, everybody's pipes froze. But we have been living here all these 39 years. We have never had a frozen pipe yet.
Well, I'll be darned.
It's just a miracle.
That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your house is built right. You evidently have.
Mm-hmm. And it's all closed up real good, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Really does.
Well, what do you call it when you use little sticks and shavings and things like that to start a fire?
To start a fire?
Yeah, you know, put on...
Kindling. You mean we're not through with this yet?
we've got a little pickup to do
in
here, and I want to get some biographical information.
I can't keep him coughing. I don't know what's making me cough.
Well, I've been keeping you busy talking.
Getting out in that cool wind, too, I imagine, this afternoon. Yeah. I went out there and helped Miss Chill about an hour after you left.
You mentioned your mother having a dishpan for the clothes. What did she use after that?
Well... We used to have baskets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have these round baskets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes basket. They call them clothes basket.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the part on a roof where two pieces of the roof come together like that and there's a little hollow going
on? Oh, that is the...
The valley?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
The what?
The valley and a...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let me see, that's got another name. That's what I was trying to think of, what my daddy used to call it. But it wasn't... He didn't call it the valley, but what did he call it? My daddy built two houses after I was a grown girl.
Hmm.
I can't think what it was now.
If somebody wants to do something... And let's say there's another person involved, and somebody said, well, will he mind? You say, nah, we can go ahead and do this because he doesn't...
care.
Excuse me?
He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Gee, I sure like this business of using a different colored pencil.
That helps you, doesn't
it? Oh, it makes it so much
easier.
Mm-hmm. And then out through the thing, I can pick him up in no time at all.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be interesting.
We were talking about